And we've got to get rid of this really stunted, limited self-image that we have of ourselves. And our self-image is too limited and stunted for what a great and marvelous creation that we are. And we're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, we're unique. Every person here in this room is unique. Your ideas, your insights, your thoughts, your situations in life, your opportunities that you personally have are unique. There is nobody else like you in the entire world. There has never been anybody like you, and there never will be anybody like you again. You are incredibly unique in the opportunities and insights that you have. Most people don't recognize their uniqueness. Most people think that they're ordinary. We should not only recognize our uniqueness, we should proclaim our uniqueness. The fact that there is nobody else like us puts it at a very, very great advantage when we recognize it. We're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, we're unique. We're a very great and marvelous creation because, number two, we can do anything. We can do anything. You can change jobs if you want. You can learn to speak any foreign language if you want. You can learn to play any musical instrument that you want. You take lessons and practice. You can learn any musical instrument. You can learn any craft or trade that you want. You can become an expert at any subject. Find a subject that you're passionate about. Devote yourself to it, and you will become an expert at that subject. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, you're unique. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number two, you can do anything. And you're a very great and marvelous creation because, number three, you have unlimited power at your disposal. What's the unlimited power that I'm speaking of? It's the power of thinking thoughts. Every day when you wake up with unlimited power at your disposal. Nobody tells you how to think. Nobody tells you what to think. Imagine being given a list of thoughts. Here's your thoughts for today. You don't have a list of thoughts. You get to think whatever you want. Doesn't even have to be real. You can create and manifest in your consciousness whatever you want. Most people think they're victims in life. But you realize now that you have unlimited power. Unlimited power to create and manifest. And if you don't use it today, guess what? Tomorrow morning, you wake up with unlimited power. Unlimited power. And if you don't use it that day, the very next day, life gives you unlimited power. Every single day that you wake up with unlimited power because you have the power of choosing your thoughts. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, you're unique. Number two, you can do anything. And number three, you have unlimited power at your disposal. You know, the information that I'm sharing you here in this training is information that was kept hidden from mankind for thousands of years. They felt that the average person was not worthy of this information or they would misuse it. And if you wanted this information, you had to go in the various mystery schools that existed in all the different cultures. And one of the mystery schools that existed in Greece, as you left the temple, had this inscription: "Do nothing evil, neither in the presence of others nor privately, and above all else, respect thyself." Above everything that I've been teaching you in this training, always carry yourself with dignity and respect. I don't care what situation you find yourself in, whether you're fixing the car, whether you're changing the baby's diapers, whether you're out having a walk, whether you're out looking for work, whether you're closing a million-dollar deal, whether you're visiting a sick friend, always carry yourself with dignity and respect. Why? Because you are unique. Because you can do anything. because you have unlimited power at your disposal. And the great challenge that faces each and every one of us is to awaken to this reality, to begin to live this reality, to begin to demonstrate it. Each of us at this point of our life must look very seriously, very courageously about the marvelous possibilities that exist for us in our life. Not as dreams that may or may not happen, but simply as realities awaiting our formation of them, because we have personal power to create and manifest. Long enough have we timidly tiptoed through life. It's time to plunge into life. There's no problem too big. There's no problem too difficult. When you have personal power, and you have personal power. You know, this training that I'm teaching you is, this is not some mind power 101 at university. This has got juice. This has got juice. And I'm passionate about the human potential. And there's 400 people in this room, and the question I want to ask is, why you? Why are you getting this information now when 99% of the people are not getting it? How come you? And on one level, you might say, well, I went to an introductory lecture, and I signed up, and I paid my money, and that's why I'm here. And on one level, you're right. But on a deeper level, a more profound level, you have created me. You are the cause of the things that happen to you. And you have created for yourself this powerful information now, at this point of your life. And my question is, why? Why you? And the answer is, it's you because it's meant to be you. It's you because you're very special. It's you because at this point of your life, this information is made, tailor-made for you. And this isn't the end. This is the beginning of an entire new life. What we need here in this world is that we need champions, we need heroes, we need leaders, we need men and women of vision and power and courage. We desperately need these people. And who are these leaders? Who are the men and women of vision and power? Who are they? If they're not us, if they're not the 1% that have personal power, who are they? Letting them look after it is an illusion. There is no them. And I want you to know that I have, over these last 4 weeks, poured out to you my heart and my soul and my essence. And that I have passed to you the torch of personal power, personal understanding. And I am expecting great things from you, and I won't settle for less. And I'll tell you, as I pass the torch to you, it is now being passed, let me simply say that together we're going to do great, great things. Thank you very much. I'm a very good receiver, and I received each and every bit of that.